Welcome to Identity Church Sunday Morning Message, where sonship is revealed. Stay tuned at the end of this message to receive more information about resources available through Identity Church. Now grab your Bible, sit back, and enjoy a message from Identity Church that is already in progress.
Good morning, Identity Church. Did you see that? You remember Mission Impossible? You remember the show? It started airing in 1966. And then Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise came out with the movies in 1996. So that was Mission Impossible. And you know, it's all about a villain and the good guy. And they think it's impossible. And then the last minute, they pull it off. Well, this is all based on Christie, Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Let me tell you, you are the mission and you have a mission. Okay? I'm going to kind of piggyback off of some of what Karen did. And don't you like my lines on the floor? I'm not allowed to cross them, but what will happen if I cross them? I gotta get close to them. Oh my goodness. How many have taken a mission trip? Nationally or internationally? That means in this country or out. Okay. I'm telling you, you got to experience. And that Mission Impossible theme opening, Karen's probably felt like that when she was planning, okay, for a mission trip. I know I have. It's a lot of work. People don't even understand unless you do it. But the benefit and the payoff is great. Okay. All right. Mission defined, a sending or being sent, a being sent or delegated by authority. Are you delegated by authority? Every person in here has a mission, and you're on a mission. Mark 16:15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." And see, what is creation waiting for? The sons of God to manifest. That's you. That's why you're the mission. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. That's what it's all about. See, we came from the Father, and he wants us back. He wants us reconciled unto him. See, Karen's setting up to do mission trips. She's setting up here to do locally and regionally. And that's your mission, too. Because that's in your backyard. That's out your front door. The different cultures, it's all around us. We have been commissioned. The prefix come, C-O-M, means together in association with. That's you and I and the Father. We have been commissioned to make disciples of nations, according to Matthew 28. Okay, so how do we make disciples? We teach. And most of the time, it's through our lives. And that's why it's very, very important that you have your identity in Christ. Because then you will misrepresent the Father. See, we think, they got the gift of evangelism. Oh, I couldn't do that. Hey, listen, I remember being, when I was, before I was a teenager, actually, knocking on the doors. Do you know Jesus? I don't know if you guys do. But listen, you can't do that anymore. It's not safe. But wait a minute. What about the guy at the corner, and he's got the microphone, and he's going, whoa, 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 whoa. You accept him or you're going to hell. Okay? Then we accept Christ based on the fear of punishment. That's not relationship. So we've been turned off. We say, I don't want to look like them. I don't want to look like that. Okay, this is even better. You got the guy on the corner with the track.
Abundant life. Abundant life.
There you go. I don't want that. That's not life. Abundant life. His face looks like a prune. I don't want any of that. The problem is we identify with that. Oops. We're not supposed to identify with that. We're supposed to identify with him. Okay? Evangelism is all about leading a spirit-led life. It means Holy Spirit says, oh, this one needs a hug. Oh, this one needs, you look great today. Oh, this one needs $5. That's a spirit-led life. That's not a turn or burn. Listen, I was raised turn or burn. What about the rapture, huh? We don't even have to raise next generation. We have to worry about it. We're going to be out of here. In the sweet by and by. We don't have to worry about it. Didn't we do that? So we dropped the ball and we have a whole generation that does not know who they are. Yeah, that's really sad. I'm just making sure you see. I have been instructed. Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, I want to go back in history. Go back in the Bible. To Genesis 11, 1 through 8. Now, they say this is when the continents were divided at the Tower of Babel. Okay, at that time and point, they spoke one language. And the rabbi's commentary said it was the holy language. It was the language that created the world. And now look how many languages we have. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. And they said, come, let us build a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Oh, there's a platform. lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, earlier, God had told Noah, be fruitful and multiply. Go out in the earth. And they said, oh, we're going to stay in our city. We're going to stay in our safe place. And we're not going to obey God. Whoops. That wasn't good, was it? That's disobedience. So they knew that they would be dispersed. Lest we be dispersed over the face of the earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have one language. And this is the only beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. According to the Chumash, the rabbi's commentary, they thought because they were divided, they would forget they all came from one originator, God, that they would begin to doubt. Now, if you look over the earth, isn't that what's happened? Some don't even know his name. And that's why we have to tell them. In the Amplified, I like what it says. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And now nothing they have imagined they can do will be impossible for them. You know what that says to me? The imagination is a gateway. What would you have coming out of that gate? Or coming through that gate. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever's true, whatever's honorable, whatever's just, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You got to be real. You see, we don't practice self-discipline. We let our mind go everywhere, dabbing in. And listen, you are a created being. You are a speaking spirit. So what happens when you make the deposit into the mind and it comes out the mouth? It was meant to create. So maybe your circumstances are what you have spoken them to be. But you first thought them, then you spoke them. So you know what the greatest joy of all that is? There's an answer. Just stop thinking it. Just stop speaking it. Christy, the meme. Okay. Now you can look at this. And this is kind of how we feel sometimes, isn't it? But it's amazing what people will do to get what they want, isn't it? You could look at it that way. And secondly, you could also look at it as getting a perspective. Same picture, two perspectives. What would happen if we rallied around the vision of this house to help people find their identity as sons and fulfill their purpose in the kingdom? The possibilities are limitless. If evil men can get together and there's nothing they can do, how much more we who have been sanctified, put, set apart, we are a royal priesthood, how much more? But see, we walk around with condemnation all over us. We walk around and that's the enemy's playground. Oh, I just am not enough. I just don't know. I just can't do this. I can't talk to that person in the grocery store. Oh, Holy Spirit, I am not listening to you. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Now listen, God will love you nonetheless where you are. But he's wanting to take you to another place. If you will allow him. Okay, Christy, the next meme. Again, you do whatever it takes to get what you want, right? Right? But Sunday mornings,
oh, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do that. I want to go have fun. Hey, I'm all up in fun. And I think the adventure with the Holy Spirit should be fun. That's why I won't do anything normal. I try, but it doesn't always turn out. But I think he's a creative, breathing being. So are we. So are we. The next one. Sometimes you just got to take a leap of faith. You just got to do it. So when you're in that grocery store, or when you're in Walmart, or you're at the gas station, or you're in another state, or you're in another country, you just got to take that leap of faith. And do you notice that he's attached to something? God's always got you. He's always got you. When you step out, he is always faithful. He is never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you on your own. Do not be scared. Step out. Step out. Listen, my picture. Nessie, will you come here? My picture of discipleship. Is this. Walk with me, honey. You know, Nessie, I may not always be there for you, but I'm gonna show you somebody that will be. You know what, Nessie? I'm gonna let you down. It's guaranteed. But Nessie, I tell you what, he is faithful. He is always faithful. He'll never leave you alone. Even in your darkest moments, he'll never leave you alone, Nessie. He loves you, Nessie. And healing, provision, everything that the Lord has for you. Is yours. Just take it, Nessie. And I'm here to say, I'm right here, and I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to say, healing is your portion. Do you hear me? No more rejection on you. No more dark moments. No more feeling alone. No more giving out and not receiving. In the name of Jesus. I love you. You hear me? That's discipleship. We walk along together. It's not turn or burn, baby. Because then you've gathered somebody who has the fear of punishment that's going to end up in hell. And they're walking the straight line only because of fear. They're not walking because of relationship. This is the mission, and you are the mission. Identity Church, we live in an awesome time. Don't you be hopeless because you carry the hope. Listen, I've traveled to other countries, and I'm telling you, those people, they don't care what your name is. They don't care if you have a platform. They don't care if you can sing. They don't care if you can preach. They just want what you have. And we sit here fat and sassy. Oh, I'm not going to church. They're not preaching. Instead of seeing the value in each person, regardless of what they've been through or you've been through with them. That's identity. Identity says, I value you. I honor you. Yeah, I can see where things don't line up in your life, but let me tell you, truth is truth. Like I said before, God used a donkey. He can use anybody or anything. Your child, your mother, your father, who you have aught with, whomever. He can use anybody. So Identity Church, rise up. And be who you're called to be. No more fumbling around. I don't have this thing figured out. No more. Rise up and be the stewards, the ambassadors of Christ. Rise up and be who you've called to be. No shrinking back. And put those round about you that if you feel like, I had a bad day, put those around you that will say, come on, come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's finish the race. Don't isolate. I'm telling you Kevin, I'm telling you, there was such a spirit of holiness here. I mean, I'm standing there, I'm going, whew, and I'm watching the colors just go. The release. And if you're not getting it, get it. It was awesome. And listen, I may be a seer, but you are too, because you're called to it. All of you. He said, see and hear. How do you do both? You're called to it. Walk into it. And how do we do that? Come on, Holy Spirit. Where are we going today? Awesome. Really? Oh, okay. Okay. I can do that. All right. See? No degrees. Just me. I just got to be me. And that's all people want. You know, guys, people really want the real thing. They want, they're hoping. You're it. You have a responsibility to steward your identity, if nothing for that. And the foundation, let's talk about the foundation of identity, is to be loved by the Father. And know you're loved. You're accepted. That's the foundation of identity. Anything else goes awry. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, Jesus knew how to delegate. It says that Jesus was baptized more than John. In parentheses, although the disciples were the ones baptizing. So go do the stuff. Lay hands on the sick. Watch them recover. Signs, wonders, and miracles will follow you. All you got to do, say yes. Not my expectations, but His. Because it's not about me. All I have to do is surrender and yield to Him. So guys, go out and do the stuff. Do the stuff. If it's a hug, give a person a hug. If it's a bottle of water, give them a bottle of water. But please don't hand them a card and say, come to my church. Do you know why? Because they'll think something's attached to the water. You are the best billboard for this church. People meet you and they say, my God, where do you go to church? Where do you go to church? Come on, guys, we got to steward the presence of God. He'll build the church. Okay, what I would like to do now, because I want to let y'all go, is I want those that came up, those that raised their hands for mission trips, that's been on a mission trip, I want you to come up. Go ahead, Christy. And we're going to play Terry Collins' slideshow from Ghana. You'll see Pastor James in it as we're doing this. Now listen, I'm opening the altar up for you guys to come and be encouraged. If you haven't stepped up, let them give you the confidence to step. Let them pray for you and come into agreement for the confidence to step out. Okay? I hear the sound of the nations calling.
Thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church. To know more about us, go to identitychurch.net, where you'll find resources such as a calendar, media, and upcoming events. You may also download an app for your mobile device from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Then from your mobile device, you can hear our messages, read from the Bible, take notes, connect with us on the social media, and even pay your tithe. Again, thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church.